Welcome to the Word Podcast. The Lord God has given us His Word. Let us learn it. Let us live it. Let us rejoice in it. Spread the Word.
Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We are quickly coming to the end of the letter that we've been examining of late, the letter that John wrote, 1 John. And what I want to do today is I want to back up and look at some of the verses that we have examined in the previous episodes, last two or three or four, but then also press on and look at the next three or four verses, but just look at them as a big picture. So often, if you're not careful, when you're going through the Word, you'll go verse by verse or word by word, and you'll see what the verse means, you'll see what the word means, and you get some idea of what's happening. But we fail to back up and look at the big picture, okay? We fail to back up to look at a larger thing that perhaps the Lord is trying to reveal to us. So with that being said, the thing I want us to hear today is out of 1 John chapter 5, verses 13 through maybe 20, 21. I don't remember exactly how far we'll go. But it's this idea that you may know, K-N-O-W, know. We have the ability to know things. The Lord has granted that. And if we will abide in Him, if we will do as He leads, as He instructs, as He commands, as He grants giftedness, if we will do all this, we will know. Just pay attention to how many times we hear this phrase, that you know. Okay, just listen to this as I read it. So this is 1 John chapter 5, verse 13. These things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. So we've looked at this before. He's writing this letter to them so that they will know that they have eternal life. And remember, he's writing to the ones who believe in the name of the Son of God. They have faith. They believe. And he said, these things that I'm writing to you will help you know that you have eternal life. Verse 14, this is the confidence which we have before him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. Verse 15, and if we know that he hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the requests which we have asked from him. So there's two more no's, right? He's saying this. He said, if we ask according to his will, then we know that he hears us in whatever we ask. So again, the idea behind this is that we're seeking the mind of the Lord. We're seeking the Father. We're praying. We're communing. We're having conversation, not from the point of view of strictly informing him about our needs, our wants, our desires, but it's really that we will receive his mind and that we will know what it is that he's desiring to do according to his will. That's what that means. So we have the mind of the Lord. So when we have the mind of the Lord on a matter, okay, when we have that, then we will know that he hears us in whatever we ask, because what we are asking is what his mind is. We've literally, for lack of a better phrase, touched the mind of the Lord. We are one with him. Remember what John said in his gospel in chapter 17. Jesus was speaking and said he wanted us to be as they were, the Father and Son, that we would be one in them and they one in us. So we know what his mind is, and that we know and we pray according to his will. And so therefore, whatever we ask, we know that we will have these requests because it's what he's wanting to do. Verse 16. If anyone sees his brother committing a sin, not leading to death, he shall ask, and God will for him give life to those who commit sin, not leading to death. We talked a little bit about this yesterday. There is a sin that leads to death. Now, whether you're speaking of spiritual death or whether you're speaking of physical death, and from the spiritual death perspective, the sin is this, a sin of unbelief. If you don't believe and you don't believe and you don't believe and you die, then you will spend eternity separated from God, this second death. If you are a believer and yet you sin and you sin and you're unrepentant, I believe the Lord will take you. He'll take you early. Sometimes he does that. But there are sins that will lead to death. And he said, I do not say that he should make a request for this. Now, verse 17, all unrighteousness is sin, and there is a sin not leading to death. So he's saying, yes, there are sins that you will do that will not lead you to death, whether it be the death of unbelief. Okay, that's not what he's talking about. He's talking about that there are sins that we do day in, day out. A lot of times people won't say this is premature death. Well, yeah, maybe perhaps. Verse 18 continues what we're looking at today, though. We know that no one who is born of God sins, but he who was born of God keeps him, and the evil one does not touch him. The ESV says, but he who was born of God protects him, and the evil one does not touch him. The idea of this is this. We know that if you're born of God, that no one who is born of God sins. The Lord is not going to lead somebody into sin. The only reason that we sin when we're born of God is because we choose to. It's not because we have to. It's not because that now, well, I have to because I'm in this corporeal body. You know, I'm a sinner saved by grace, people say all the time. And the idea being communicated is, well, yeah, I'm saved, but I can't do anything about this body, so I'm going to keep on sinning. No, that's totally wrong. He says, we know that no one who is born of God sins, but he who was born of God, that's the Lord Jesus, keeps him, and the evil one does not touch him. So the Lord is the one who keeps us, and the evil one does not touch us from the perspective of our spiritual position with him. That doesn't mean that the evil one will not kill us. Okay, that's not what it's talking about. It's talking about the fact that the evil one cannot steal the fact that we've been born again. Verse 19, we know that we are of God and that the whole world lies in the power of the evil one. Isn't that wild? We'll talk more about that later because I'm running out of time here, okay? But we know this. We know that we're of God. Verse 20, and we know that the Son of God has come and has given us understanding so that we may know him who is true, and we are in him who is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Boy, isn't that crazy? I tell you what, let me just read the next verse, because the next verse is the last verse of the entire book. Little children, guard yourself from idols. And you know, that sounds like such a truncated ending. Like, okay, where's the rest of it? Where's the thought with that? You know, what's going on? But it really is a phenomenal ending, because that is such a temptation in our life to fix our eyes and our attention upon other things rather than the Lord himself. And he's telling little children, guard yourself. I have a role and responsibility of keeping myself, of guarding myself from idols, anything that would distract from the Lord. But you notice how he kept driving home this, we know, we know, we know. But the bottom line with the no, and we'll come back in the next episode and look at this again and pay some attention to a couple of details. But the whole point of this is what he said at the end of that verse 20. This is the true God and eternal life. You want to know what the true God is? You want to know what true eternal life is? It's everything that he's expressed right here in this entire letter, and particularly at the end right here. We know the Son of God has come, and he's given understanding so that we may know him who is true, the Son of God and Father. And we are in him who is true, in his Son Jesus, his the Father, Son Jesus Christ. This is the true God. This is the true nature of God. And this, folks, is eternal life. This is what we have if you've confessed and you've repented and you've called upon the name of the Lord. If you haven't done that, then all you are is just a religionist, and you're spinning your wheels and waste your time. Today is the day of salvation. Again, I'm Dale. Thank you so much for your time. I'll see you in the next episode. Goodbye.